Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Bright But Very Sensitive. Today we're going to talk a little bit about burnout, because that's where your girl is at, which is kind of unusual for me, especially when it comes to career burnout. I love my job, usually. I love creating content, I love coaching, I love all of it. Honestly, there's very few aspects of my job I don't like, and I know I'm very fortunate to be in that position. So burnout is not something I experience very often. I think the last time I went through a significant burnout was summer of 2022, maybe. So it's been a minute, and I really don't like feeling burnt out, but I mean, who does? Let's be honest. But I'm very fortunate in that I don't have to experience it very often. So when I do, it does feel very like a personal attack. And I guess I just want to talk about like what to do about burnout, because my instinct with burnout is just to say, oh, well, let's just get back to work. Let's just do it. Let's just push through. Like, let's find some joy in this work, and that will spark the joy in everything else. But that works with executive dysfunction, and that works somewhat with like demand avoidance, but it doesn't so much work with burnout. At least in my experience, because with burnout, what you really need is a freaking break. And part of me has thought about just not recording this and going and taking a nap. But what counts as a break is different for everyone, and it's going to be different in different situations. But for me, sometimes actual physical sleep is the answer for sure. I will probably nap when this is done. But I also really believe in like active rest, which is where you do something that makes you feel rested. And for me, sharing the way that I feel, it feels like that. It just feels like a nice big exhale. It just feels like relief. I'm a very expressive, dramatic, sensitive person, as many of you know, and I think sometimes I tell people that, especially people who know me online, they're like, okay, like, yeah, you're expressive and you're outgoing, but you're not like that dramatic. And it's like, oh, honey. My hope is that this podcast can be a place where I can be a little more dramatic and be a little more myself and let people see that, yes, I am actually very dramatic. And I don't mean that in a negative way. Like, it just is. Like, my brain tends toward drama. It just does. And that's fine. And I think expressing all of those feelings is like a really big form of active rest for me. So that's what I'm going to do here today, is just express some of my big, big, big dramatic feelings. First, let's define dramatic real quick, because like I said before, I don't view it as a negative thing anymore. For the most part, I'm working on it. But I think a lot of times we think the definition of dramatic is like feeling or expressing something that's bigger than it really is. But that's not really how I view drama. Drama and dramatics is more like when you express the full extent of an emotion, right? And so that's what I plan to do. Like, when you go to a play, yeah, of course the emotions are fake, but they represent something real. And that's what dramatics is to me. It's a representation of the true feelings that are impossible to perfectly express to someone else. You need metaphor, you need hand waving and hair pulling, you know, you need expressions that show the depth of your emotions. And I think those are fine. So yeah, that's what I mean by dramatic, because I don't mean anything negative. So some of my big dramatic feelings, I have been, and this is definitely tied to the burnout, right? But I have been feeling like a really, like I'm failing in every arena of my life. I'm failing to show up on social media like I used to, leading to me just leaving social media entirely. And I'm failing to take care of my kids. I have to send them to daycare and somebody else is with them like 8 hours a day. Like, that feels like such a failure some days. And I just work, kids, other stuff that I don't feel like sharing on the internet. I just feel like I'm failing so profoundly, and like, I don't know, like I'm doing my best and that is not even close to enough. And like everybody else knows what they're doing and I don't. If you guys ever seen the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, I really, really like that show. I know the title sounds very sexist, but it actually does a really good job of tearing apart that term and all of that. It's a very good show. I haven't finished it because it is very triggering for me, but I really like at one point she... I lost my train of thought. Where was I going with this? Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Oh, at one point she is having a serious, serious nervous breakdown. And she asks this delivery guy if he has the manual for like how to be a person in the back of his truck. And it's meant to be funny, but also sad. And that's, I guess that's my whole vibe, funny but also sad. I guess that could have been the name of this podcast as well. And I feel that way a lot, where it's like everybody has to have some kind of manual. Like, how was I supposed to know I was supposed to do that? How was I supposed to know I was supposed to do this? Like, why does everybody do that? Like, why? And I'm sure this is some of the autism speaking, but it's also definitely the burnout, because when I'm not burnt out, I don't feel bad about not knowing everything. Does that make sense? Like when I'm not burnt out, I'm like, yeah, of course. How could I know that? It's fine. And we move on. But when I'm burnt out, it's like, of course I've failed again. Of course I messed up again. And, you know, this might be burnout mixed in with depression, to be honest. We're at the 1 year mark, since I had my twins, and right around 1 year is usually when postpartum depression starts to kick my ass, at least based on my previous baby. So it definitely might be some depression mixed in with some burnout. But the reason I've been calling it burnout in my head, at least, is like, because I actually do have a lot of fun when I'm not working. Like, I am able to have fun outside of work, which honestly, I usually struggle with when I'm not burnt out. I just want to work all the time. But like last night, my husband and I watched some of Vox Machina, which is like the animated series about the D&D campaign that Critical Role did several years ago. And it's excellent, by the way. Really, really like it. So we watched some of that last night and I just had such a good time with him. I think I'm just very much career burnt out. I've been pushing and pushing and pushing on this business for 4 years now. And I'm not going to give up on it at all. I love my business and we need the income, if I'm being honest. But I think some things have to change, because I was just getting really tired of pushing and pushing and pushing and then getting yelled at. Like, that was really the final straw for why I left social media, was just because people expected so much of me all the time. And if I did or said or was anything that they disagreed with even slightly, I was like this horrible villain. And I just, I'm not here for that. I just want to be a person in community with other people. And for a long time, I thought social media could be part of that for me. And I wanted it to be part of that for me. And I've met some of my favorite people online. But the truth is, there's also so many really harsh, horrible things on social media that make it not worth it, I guess, at least for now. I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, you should go back. You should never have said you were leaving social media. What's wrong with you? Like, but it's just fear of change. It's just the whole transition thing that is difficult for most autistic folks, and it's okay. I think my life is going to be about a million times better without social media. I really do think that. But you have to understand, for 3 years, from January 2021 until February 2024, I made 3 TikToks a day every day. I was deeply entrenched into the culture of TikTok, and I had so much fun doing it. And then I got rejected, like a bad organ transplant. And I didn't feel welcome there anymore. So I left and I thought I could make a home somewhere else. But I think maybe I need to stop trying to make a home out of my business and just let it be a business. You know how kids are always shocked when they find out their teachers don't sleep at school, that they have a home to go back to. I think I am a little bit like a toddler who is expecting myself to just make a home out of my business, out of my social media, and that's not what I need to be doing right now. I need to make a home at home. I need to be there for my kids as much as I can and hang out with my husband and watch silly shows, and I want things to change, even though I'm really scared of change. I want to love my business without feeling anxiously attached to my business. I tend to have a pretty anxious, somewhat disorganized attachment style, and you can definitely see it in the way that I run my business, with very few boundaries and with obsessing over things and all of this stuff. So I am ready to say goodbye to my home from the past couple of years, this home and my business, and I'm ready to make a home at home. Yeah, I'm ready to make a home at home. So I know this was a lot about social media again. I am just parsing it a lot right now, parsing this decision I've made and trying to understand it and understand myself and what it means for me and my business. But we also talked a little bit about burnout and whatnot, and I hope that was helpful as well to hear. I don't know. I don't know if I have anything else to say. I don't want to ramble for the sake of rambling, so I think I'm going to cut it off here. Thank you for listening to such a raw, unedited podcast. I know it's a little unorthodox, but that's always kind of been my way. I had a math teacher once. I asked, like, hey, can I do it this way? That was always my thing in math. I just wanted to do it a different way because it made more sense to me. And I had a teacher in high school yell at me. She's like, but it's so unorthodox. And I was like, yeah, but does it work? And I guess that's what we're going to find out. You know, not using social media for an online business is pretty unorthodox, but we're going to find out if it works. So thank you all so much for listening. I am hoping that the next episode of this podcast is a little less focused on my leaving social media and hopefully a little more focused on personhood, mental health, you know, the kind of stuff I really do want to dig into. But right now, what I'm digging into is personhood around social media. So as always, if you would like to reach out to me, my email is in the show notes. It's Megan, M-E-G-A-N, at theneurocuriosityclub.com. There's also an anonymous harm reporting form in the show notes, just in case anything I ever do in my episodes causes harm. If you could please just tell me about that in the anonymous form, that would be great. I believe there should also be links to my website and my YouTube in the show notes in case you would like to check me out there. And thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all so much for being here.